If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. If you have your place, stand so honored to the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I want to preach this morning for just a while, if God will be my help on this thought. Decision time. Decision time. I thought as I was reading, and I didn't want to preach this because God was dealing on my heart and showing me some things, but this is a very familiar passage, very familiar words that we've heard so many times. But I believe sometimes if we ain't careful, we come to a place that we have a deaf ear and we don't want to realize that there is an awful, awful place called hell, a place of torment, a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. As we see this in our text today, that we see Luke is writing to about this rich man. This was a real person. This is not a parable. The Lord is telling us about somebody that he knew. And he said this rich man, he fared sumptuously every day. He had all the fine clothes and clothing and all the luxuries of life. And if you look at, if we ain't careful, we'll look out today and we'll say, well, praise God, he had it all. If we ain't careful, we'll look at it, this man, and we'll think, oh boy, he had it made. But I want to say there was something missing in his life. The Bible said there was a poor old beggar that come and was laid at his gate every day. The gate of this rich man, and he was full of sores. And he was desiring to just have the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He was desiring to have those things that rich man would cast out to the dogs. And the rich man rocked on in his life, and he lived a sumptuous life. He fared sumptuously. Well, just every now and then, he fared sumptuously every day. God blessed him every day. If we ain't careful, we forget about the blessings of God. We forget about what God does us every day. We get into a place of self-pity, and we say, oh God, what about me? I would say, what about you? God's blessed us and helped us and allowed us to see another day with the hope of glory instilled in our heart. Praise God, like nothing else could ever be instilled. It's rooted and grounded in the very fiber of our being. We have the blessings of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can see in my mind's eye, there's this rich man as he fared sumptuously, and he passed by this old beggar about every day. And he looked down his nose at him, Brother Jeff, and say, I wonder what he did. Wonder why he ought to get up and be somebody. If we ain't careful, we have that old same pharisaical look, and we'll look down our old long beak at somebody else and say, you know what? They ought to do better. They ought to have a different life. They ought to change their ways. Amen. But he fared sumptuously every day, and if we ain't careful, we get to thinking, praise God, we've got this thing. We know where we're at. We're going somewhere. But I want to say, praise God today, if you don't have the good God of glory, one that you can count on and trust in, one that is the way this morning, you don't have nothing. Amen. You're just like this old rich man. You may fare sumptuously every day, but you're living on borrowed time. Bible said this beggar laid at the gate every day, full of sores. And the dog came and they licked his sores. I said before, this dog's had more compassion on this old beggar than that rich man did. But I want to say, glory to God, if we're a child of God, if we're somebody going somewhere, we ought to have more compassion in our heart for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ought to love each other, praise God. Come together in oneness and unity, praise God. One accord for the glory of God. That we might be a help and never a hindrance. We see the Bible tells us that this rich man, it came to pass that the beggar died, verse 22, and was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. Come a time when old Lazarus had to say bye-bye. They come a time when Brother Andrew did not have to carry him out there to the gate to beg no more. Amen. We may be beggars in this old world, but praise God, we're priests with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're somebody with Him, praise God. Amen. You may not be nobody here. But praise God, I want to say if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you've had the blood applied to your life, you're somebody going somewhere. Amen. We ought to just stand up proudly, boy, praise God, and proclaim it to the world that we know who Jesus is. And our Redeemer liveth. Amen. Blaze His holy name. What a Savior that we have. But the Bible tells old Lazarus died and he was carried by the angels. Could you see this? I tell you, I could see this in my eye. I'm just going to take my time this morning. I'm going to hurry. I'm going to get done quick, but I won't take my time and just get you to see this. Amen. Why? Because that old beggar had a relationship with God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if he was saved, if he was a child of God, why didn't God take better care of him? Because God had better plans ahead. See, hey, we may have to go through a whole lot here, but praise God, God has a better plan ahead. The Bible said when old Lazarus died, it said the angels scooped him up and carried him into Abraham's bosom, carried him to the closest place to God that he could go. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, better thing. But the Bible said the rich man died. Huh? The rich man died. And in hell, lift up his eyes. They didn't say lifted, because that means he would do it and get over it. But the Bible said in hell, he lift up his eyes. Being in torment. Amen. He fared sumptuously every day. He had everything he needed every day. But the thing that he was missing was the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. We may fare sumptuously every day, but praise God, if we're missing the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, we're missing it all. The relationship and the attitude that he gives, the changes that he makes in us. See, I'm afraid for folks today because there's a whole lot of folks that's professing to know the Lord Jesus Christ and there's never been a change. Amen. There's nothing taking place in your life to change you and to make and mold you in the likeness and the image of a holy God. If somebody as big as Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart, He changes you. He's constantly changing you. It don't take, when I do something that I know contrary to God's Word, it don't take but just a second for God to get my attention. Turn me around and say, well, wait a minute. Amen. You know that's not right. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. But the Bible said that the rich man died and he was buried. Amen. He was buried. He was put in the earth. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Not just one, but many, many torments upon his life. There was the torment of all the senses, the torment of the eye, the torment of the feeling, the torment of the compassion of the heart. He was tormented by every essence and fiber of his being. That's what hell is. And it's real this morning. Amen. And the Bible said that the rich man died and he went to hell. Amen. And he cried out and he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he might dip his finger in water and cool my parched tongue. That rich man cried out in torments for one drop. We were down there at the school. Appreciate everybody come out yesterday. We had our back to school cookout and played ball, and boy, everybody was running and playing and hot. Boy, we went through a bunch of water, a bunch of drinks. because they were parched. They were thirsty. Can you imagine, fellas, being that thirsty? And being so thirsty that you'd ask for one drop of water. Amen. These people in the regions of the damned in hell, condemned today. Praise God. It's been there. This rich man is still in hell. He's still craving, desiring one drop of water. Amen. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus. And he said, listen. He said, Father Abraham said, listen, there's a great gulf fixed. He said, the way this thing's fixed up, you chose your side. And now you have to live there. He said, I can't come to you. And he said, you can't come to me. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't bring you no relief. And and all those folks that's over there with you, they can't come over here. They can't get no relief. He said, you've made your choice. You've decided what you wanted and you've got what you wanted. But he said, Lazarus, he said, all your life, he said, you've had all the comforts the world had to offer you. He said, you had the fine houses and the fine cars. He said, you had the best luxuries and the best clothes. He said, you had the finest food that you could buy with money. He said, oh, Lazarus never had nothing. But he said, you made your choice and now you're tormented. He said, oh, Lazarus, he's comforted. See, it's not about the worldly things, praise God, but it's about a holy God who loves us and cares for us and don't want to see us perish in hell. Amen. But he said, oh, Lazarus, he said, he's comforted. He's comforted. He said, besides all this, verse 26, between us and, or he says, but Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good thing. He said, in your lifetime. He said, all the days of your life, you were covered. You had all the things of ease. He said, but and likewise Lazarus, evil things, bad things, hurtful things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. He said, and besides this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. He said, there's a chasm that has to be surpassed. He said, there's only one road over it. And praise God, he said, it's across the Calvary. Amen. Said he traversed that crevice. He traversed that chasm of hell. Praise God. When he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He made a way to come across from one side to the other. Amen. From that mighty wound that was in his side, praise God. He birthed the church. And out of that blood, the water, praise God, come the church of the living God. He made a way that we could get in. Praise the Lord. But he said, all the days of your life, you had the good things and you rejected. You had all the good things of this world and you rejected the good things of God. Listen, people. Listen, young people. Praise God. The most important thing that you have in your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Make Him first. Amen. Put Him first. And everything else, He said, will come to pass according to His glory. Amen. Praise God, we chase after this and we chase after trying to have and trying to hold on to stuff. But praise God, He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He said, all these other things that you need, He shall be added unto you. I want to say, God is not only the God of addition, but He's the God of multiplication. When we trust in Him, praise God, we receive in abundance all the things God has for us. This fella, he's in there, and he said, that great gulf is fixed. He said, I can't pass from us to you, and you can't pass from you to us. He said, then he said, this rich man, he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Now I want you to notice, he continually calls Father Abraham Father, because he was the father of Israel. He was the father of that godly line. I want to say most people in the world today live in a lascivious life, but praise God, they know who God is. It was testified in Sunday school this morning that somebody said there's an atheist, they don't believe in God, but said when it come time, when it come go home 30, they said, well, you know what? It's go home 30. They said, well, thank God. But they profess to not know Him. But yet we have praises for Him. Amen. Even the one we claim not to believe in. Why? Because man is made a worshiping creature, a worshiping creator. We want to worship and praise something. And we need to worship and praise God. Amen, more than anything else. But he says, I have five brethren. And he that testified, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Now I wondered in my mind, I thought, why didn't he say, Father Abraham, let me go. So that I can warn them of this awful, awful place. You know why? Because he was still just as lost as he ever was. Amen. He said, the unjust will be unjust still. The evil, the wicked will be they'll be evil still, even in hell. If you go to hell, you'll go as an intruder, you'll go as that old wicked person that you are, without salvation. You go without the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll go without any help. No reprieve. No way out. Amen. But he said, go and tell my five brethren that they may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. You know what Jesus is doing? He was giving us an opportunity to know that there is an awful place called hell. It's an awful place of torment of the mind, the soul, the body, and the spirit. Constantly in torment. Constantly in anguish. He said, go and tell my five brothers. Go to my father. Tell my five brothers. Amen. He said, Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Man, he said, they got the Word of God. They got the law. Let them hear what the law says. Let them hear what God says. Let them listen to the prophets. And he said, nay, Father Abraham. He said, they won't listen to them. You know why? Because he didn't listen to them. His heart was hardened. His mind was closed. He didn't want to hear. Amen. He didn't want to hear about the mighty hand of God and the magnificence of God. Amen. Didn't want to hear about that good news of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, so many today that don't want to hear. They go because mama makes them and daddy makes them. Young people, you ought to be here because you ought to hear about the things of God. And you want to understand and begin to get wisdom from the Lord. See, we live in a day and an hour that we think we get wisdom when we get older. You know, I'm going to be wise one day when I get as old as Papaw. And I'm going to be wise. And that is good. We do get wisdom with age. But praise God, we need wisdom now. The wisdom of the Lord and the Word of God. Amen. To help us to grow and to get to where we need to be for God. This rich man said, you know what? He said, I don't know. They'll not get it from the Word. They'll not get it from the prophet. He said, because I didn't. God help us. He said, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will what? Repent. See, he realized that he had a need for repentance, and he did. He waited too long. Pray God, I tell you, if the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart, we ought to just repent and cry out to the Lord. Say, God, forgive me, an old sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. And he said, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, he said, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. He said, if they won't hear Moses, they won't hear, if they won't believe God, they won't believe somebody even that got up from the dead. You say, well, preacher, yeah, they would. If somebody rose up from dead out of this cemetery, came in here and said, hey, listen, God loves you and he wants to save you, they would believe it. Really? There was a man that hung on that cross that was put in a borrowed tomb. His name was Jesus Christ. And he got up on that third and appointed morning, victorious over death and the grave, and people don't believe him. Amen. So they won't believe it. There's people today that don't believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. They've never allowed him to be their Savior. Amen. What a sad story this is. Amen. This fellow that rejected God and godliness, lived a life of selfishness and callousness. Amen. All the days of his life, he thought he was having a good time. Amen. But then he died and he went to hell, lost without God. But there's another story in the book of Luke. in Luke 23. The Bible says that Jesus was taken to Calvary. Jesus was taken up to Calvary to be crucified, to hang on that old rugged cross, and to die for the sins of the world. And the Bible says that when He was taken up, they was two malefactors taken with Him. They was two old sinners that was taken with Him. The one in the middle that knew no sin, and those on the outside that was sinners exceeding, like me and you. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 23 and verse 39, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, saying, If Thou be Christ, save Thyself and us." Amen. He railed on Him. He gnashed Him with His teeth. He said, "If Thou be the Christ, if You are the promised one, if You are the anointed one of God, save Yourself and us." But see, He had it backwards. Amen. He said, "You need to save Me, praise God. I need saving." Jesus never needed to be saved. He was dying for the sins of the world. He was dying on purpose, praise God. He was dying, Brother Andrew, for a purpose. Amen. That you and I might go free. But there was another way. Said, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation?" He said, "You're in the same condemnation. You're in the same situation. You're the same old sinner." Amen. You don't have any fear of God in you? What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with most of our churches today? We have no fear of God. But I want to say there's a God of glory that loves us today. He cares for us, and He's there to help us, praise God. But if we deny and reject Him, push Him away, our life won't be no easier. Amen. There'll never be no hope. But praise God, we've got hope in the Lord today. And this fella, he's hanging on the right side. And the Bible says that he says, "And we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds." Amen. He said, "We're here. We're justified in being here because we've committed the crime." Amen. We've done those things that's contrary to God and godliness. We deserve to be here. But he said, "Listen to this. But this man, I can just see my mind's eyes. He's hanging there on that cross." Hanging there, impaled between heaven and earth with Jesus beside him. And he looks over the best he can while he's still trying to get his breath. Because he's hung and his lungs is pulling down and he has to pull himself up so he can get a breath. And he said, "What we done, we're getting the just reward of our condemnation." But he says, this man has done nothing wrong. He's done nothing amiss. Said, "I've been watching him, praise God. He's a good man. He's a just man." Amen. Said, "He's done nothing amiss." But then he says this. And I want to say this is the difference between the rich man and the thief on the cross. He said, we deserve what we get. I want to say, listen, young, we deserve hell today because we're old sinners. But he said, "This man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord," amen, he recognized the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He said, "Lord, remember me when Thou cometh into Thy kingdom." He said, praise God, the difference between that rich man and Jesus, and this thief on the cross, praise God, he said, "Remember," he said, "Lord, remember me." He confessed his sinfulness. And he cried out and he said, "Lord, remember me." See, all that rich man would have had to have done was bowed his head somewhere in his life and said, "Lord God, remember me because I'm thinking about You." Amen. I want to say this today. We better take time out of our busy, busy life and we better say, "Lord God, I'm thinking about You. And Lord, I want You to think about me." Amen. Remember me, Lord. Amen. But you know what? When you do it, you're already on His mind. He's thinking about you. He was thinking about that rich man. But that rich man wasn't thinking about him. Amen. Lazarus laying there at the gate, full of sores, begging for a crumb of bread, a little morsel from a rich man's table. And I believe as he laid there at that table, or laid there at that gate, he's thinking about that table. Amen. He said, glory be to God. Heavenly Father, just give me just a little morsel today. Just a little nugget. Amen. Not of this world, but of your world. Give me just a touch of God and godliness, and that'll suffice me. Amen. God, you said you never forsake me. And Lord God, here I am. And I know, Lord God, that you're going to take care of me. Amen. See, the difference between Lazarus, the difference between that thief on the cross, is they cried out to God. And they said, Lord, remember me. Amen. Listen, one day in a little while, we're all going to go out of here, Lord tarries. I believe the Lord's coming before you know it. He's going to be here. Amen. This thing's playing out. It's winding up. Like the old Jew said over in Israel when I was over there 14 years ago. He said, we're at the end of the film. They've played it. You know the old real film? He said, we've watched it play out. We've watched the film. We've watched the credits roll. He said, we're right to the numbers where them numbers, the numbers is playing out right before it runs off the reel and goes into free spin. He said, and this was a devout Jew. He said, that's where we're at, preacher, right there. He studied and learned in the United States. He knew what we believe. He said, we're looking for Messiah to come. Amen. I said, you mean to come again? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're looking for Messiah to come again. To step out with a shout and a trump, praise God. Say, come up there. Praise the Lord. But listen, there's a great gulf fixed between heaven and hell. Amen. And what we have to do is we have to choose which side we're on. You have to choose to be on the Lord's side. We have to choose to live right and walk right, talk right, and act right according to God's will. Amen. It's up to us today. It's up to you. It's up to you to make that choice. Amen. Today. Between the rich man and Lazarus. Between the man on the cross on the right side and the one on the left side. See, they made a choice. You know, well, they didn't have no choice. We all have a choice. Every one of us have a choice. As long as we have breath in our body, but sometimes our body, if we keep rejecting God and rejecting God and rejecting, He'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. And you won't care nothing about God. Maybe this rich man was turned over to a reprobate mind, but he knew about God. Amen. Because he told him, he said, Father Abraham, send somebody to my brothers so they'll have it better than me. I want to say today, praise God, if you'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, you can have it better than anybody. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Bless His holy name. Because God wants to help you today if you'll just receive that help. What about you? As you stand to your feet,